Autobot Underpants.
We're going live, everybody. Hang on. Here we go. Hold on to your pants. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Robot Underpants. This is Langley. I'm here with Eric Retweet Rice.
Hello.
I'm also here with Starman Michael Gaines.
Don't lose your head.
Okay. Also joining us again is Kathy Hopkins from the Anxiety Party podcast.
I'm a remote from right here.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going? What's up?
All right. Just hanging out, you know, doing a show.
Yeah, oh, cool.
Right on. I like your little window in the background there. It's a good view. Huh? It's a nice view.
Don't be jelly.
Yeah, it's good. It looks a little mobile. All right. What's going on, everybody? What'd you do? What's going on? Anything? Do anything?
Nothing.
No. I'm back from San Francisco.
The sun came out. I took off every conceivable door and roof and panel that I could off my Jeep.
You took off your top.
I'm not putting anything back on until Labor Day.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Because I get 1 week of summer out here.
It's beginning of June.
I'm still in bad shape. I'm still recovering from Sacramento.
Yeah, you went to Sacramento. That's true. I'm recovering from San Francisco. Actually, I was within the Bay Area, I should say. I wasn't really in San Francisco. Which it turns out is much better. Like you said, it's much better than actual San Francisco. San Francisco sucks.
Well, yeah.
No, I mean, we all agreed on native. We all agreed on that, I think, at some point. But I'd never spent a lot of... I never went to, like, just the Bay Area before. I mean, I lived in San Francisco, so I went around a lot. But
Tiny pinhole of pretension.
I would say it's a butthole of pretension, actually.
It is.
Yeah.
It's like 100 miles in one direction. You're just like, get in your car and drive for 100 miles. You're still in the Bay Area. San Francisco's this pinpoint of urine.
Yes.
No, it's terrible. Companies that run the internet, not in San Francisco. They're in the valley. Where's all the venture capital? Not in San Francisco. They're out there on 280 where you can drive 120 miles an hour. Not in a Google car, but yeah.
In a Tesla.
It happens outside of San Fran Urinstown.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's good.
I don't want to drop that name.
San Fran Urinstown.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly.
I could say that because I'm a native.
Yeah, and I've lived in San Francisco, and it was bad. I mean, it seems like every show now we're talking about how bad San Francisco is, but yeah, it was like the most – even though I lived in San Francisco for 2 years in, like, the Mission, and I spent time around it and all that, I had a different view about it all this time around because I didn't go into San Francisco unless I really had to, and when I did, it was just awful.
Yeah, you parked wherever the fuck you wanted, didn't you?
Yeah, I got to park.
You parked in front of the place you were going, right. Didn't you?
Yeah, I drove the Tesla around to where I wanted to go.
No, that's only
a little bit true, but yeah, it's kind of like, you know, I lived in L.A. for a year. I lived in Anaheim.
You know. And you don't call Orange County or anything an hour south of L.A. L.A.?
No, you don't.
Like, eh. Yeah. Now, I do because I'm from NorCal, and it's cool to troll those
same
people
thing,
and be like,
right.
Oh, yeah, you're in L.A.
But it's the same thing, though, because
I don't tell people I'm from New York. I tell people I'm from Jersey. Well, I say I'm right across the river, but I don't say I'm from New York.
Yeah, well, that's your problem.
Jersey's got some weird allegiance shit going on.
We do. There are times like I'll say I'm from the New York area just if I know for a fact that the person just has absolutely no clue like how close Jersey is to New York, I'll just say yeah, I'm from the New York area or something. But I mean, for the most part, I'll just say I'm from across the river.
You got that non-distinct for people. If you don't know where somebody is from, they hear you talk, they're like, you from New York?
No, he doesn't sound New York.
Or Boston. Yeah, but if somebody doesn't know, like, take a Greek guy or something.
I think a lot of Greek guys in New York. I don't know.
A non-New York Greek.
Everybody I know that's not from the United States tries, you know, like, take our friend Kazo, whose birthday is today. Happy birthday, Kazo. When you ask him to do an American accent, he just does Texas.
Texas, I know. Shut the
that's
fuck
right.
up with that, by Texas. The way.
And he tries to do New Jersey, but it just sounds like that because he's doing his... New Jersey, but I'm
forget
British.
About it, y'all. Yeah.
Because he's British,
dude. Forget about it, y'all. There you go. There's the entire United States in one sentence.
Pretty
Mash
much.
Up.
Pretty much.
Forget
yeah.
about it,
y'all.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Pretty much. I remember being at a warehouse party one time and pretending I was using my Scottish accent the entire time. or a good part of the time. And I ran into a guy from Ireland. And so I had to, I got well too far into the conversation to say I was faking it. So I just went with it. And it got to the point where we were discussing how Americans always ask us to do our best American accent. So I had to do my Scottish accent pretending to do an American accent while I was talking to this guy from Ireland. And it was just like, what have I done? What have I done? I went too far. Oh, God.
Alive.
Yeah. So luckily, I only had to do it for a little bit because some girl passed out and we had to drag her out and put her out in the street. So
that's kind of...
Because, yay, San Francisco warehouse parties. That happened in the middle of the night at like 5 a.m. Anyway.
Spend a couple of days there soon.
Yeah? You're going to go to actual San Francisco?
Yeah, I'm going to cut through there. First, I'm moving down to L.A. in a few weeks. I'm going to go to Portland for a day and then San Francisco for a couple of days, I believe. So I'm going to probably go hang out in San Francisco. And spend a little time outside of it, mostly in there, you know.
It's a good place to stop and take a dump.
Exactly.
It's like on the street, actually.
What you need to do after 10 hours of driving or so.
Yeah, because if you're going from Portland straight down there, I just did that down there, and then 2 weeks later I did it back. So, yeah, okay. And I took a dump on the street. But it was like, 11 hours, good 11 hours.
In the car.
You know what? It's not a bad drive. It was fine. I don't know. It's an easy drive.
I'm excited to do that my Versa.
You got a new car, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Adorable. I want to hug it.
I don't think I've ever done an 11-hour drive. I did a long drive in Spain once, but I don't remember how long that was. Spain. But the only one that I can remember was going from L.A. to San Francisco.
I've done a few. I've driven from San Francisco to Florida.
Times.
I've driven from San Francisco to Chicago in a Volkswagen microbus. Not that old, but it was still an experience, a slammed one. It was a very bumpy ride with chopped suspension. Yep.
That'd be fun. Ooh.
You hippie.
Much better than the cats meowing and the screaming, I guess, in the back line.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
I'll try to stay sane, guys.
You going
to
sedate them?
Well, at least myself.
Live stream it.
Put the Ustream on the cats in the box.
There you go.
It'd be like Benadryl, right?
Seems fine.
Yeah.
Works for kids, right? Yeah, there you go. See?
Well, tastes like fun.
Send us pictures from the road or whatever. Oh, God. All right. Let's do some news. Did any news happen this week? Sure.
We were discussing whether or not we talked about Google's driving self-driving car last week.
We did, briefly.
Oh, okay.
Because I remember talking about how much none of us trusted it.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And none of us wanted to be in it.
Some car designers kind of crapped all over it.
Big surprise.
Did.
It's a dumb-looking vehicle. And it's also available to no one. So, yeah, I think we talked about how... when it becomes available, Robert Scoble's going to be sitting in his car in a shower and things like that.
Yeah. It's waterproof.
Yeah.
Or showering inside the car.
Yeah, right.
It's actually funny. TechCrunch posted an article about concepts, concept cars in particular. They could have gone further with this, but they were kind of begging for more concept gadgets. Mm-hmm. But we're kind of in this place where, look, how many times has a car manufacturer thrown out a picture of a concept car? Here's our concept car. And people go, wow, that's pretty cool. And everybody, you know, dreams about it. And they're like, wow, that's amazing. It doesn't necessarily work that way with tech. It's like somebody was bringing up, I think it might have been a TechCrunch article. They were bringing up Soylent. Why does everybody in the tech press give a shit about a diet drink?
Yeah, I don't know.
Diet drinks are all over the place. This special, like, protein shake thing. Who gives a fuck? No one. But... a couple of the hipster bros.
It's people.
Oh, wait. Yeah. They decided to drink it. They'd be like, I want to lose some weight and full stack engineer. Rah! And now everybody gives a shit about something that's like really It's like Kleenex.
I want to lose some weight while I'm sitting here coding, doing nothing on my
phone. Yeah, so I just wonder if it's a bad idea for the concept stuff because tech people are so, oh, it doesn't do everything and it's not available immediately. Ergo, it sucks and we're just going to just destroy it.
So basically, it's CES.
Yeah. You know, so I don't know if Google has a different standard. Actually, they probably have a worse standard. You're Google. You better be perfect coming out the gate.
Well, we all know that's not going to
be marked as beta for 4 years.
The only train wreck I remember in the concept car was the Volt. The original Volt looked badass. It had a very Batmobile vibe to it. And then they changed it up, and they're like, the production vehicle kind of looks like a Prius. It was so bad that when they unveiled the actual car, they had all these executives standing in front of key parts of the car, so you couldn't see it. You were like, move your ass. I want to see the rear quarter panel. You couldn't see it because there's a, you know, middle-aged bald guy all, hey, standing in front of it. That was the, and then everybody who was like, I will totally drop 50 grand on a car that looks like that, that's all electric. It turned into a giant automotive limp dick fiasco when they unveiled the real deal thing. And, you know, now the Volt is about as interesting as a Prius. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I can't think of anybody who is like, oh, shit, the concept car. You guys suck. No, I just can't think of any in the automotive industry that gets as much hate as when tech guys get involved.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to compare anything that's happening right now to anything before because everything on the internet is a complaint. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter what it is. Although
I'm starting to ignore the entire internet.
Yeah, right. You just or you're like Mike, who it seems to have intentionally seek out the complaining people on the internet, so you complain about the complaining people.
Just I follow these people 2 years
ago. People you follow on Twitter piss you off constantly, and you need to unfollow.
Yeah, No. Mike just looks. He reads the complaining people and complains about the complaining people all the time. It's fine.
But you know, it's
hey, but you know what? I wouldn't know about it if you didn't tell me. So it's all good. It's fine.
Here's where the argument is going to start to go. So a lot of people bitch about Google's car because of the lack of autonomy. They're like, it's got no pedals and no steering wheels. Somebody wants an override. They want control. And this is going to be the next liberal conservative battle of the future is wanting to control your shit, wanting to own your shit, the whole personal property vibe, the whole I want to drive my car and to go wherever versus the communal socialist kind of trains. Everybody is, nobody owns their thing and you lose your freedom. I mean, on horses, you literally could go everywhere. The horse argument always comes up. You could literally go everywhere. And then they start forcing you down the, nope, you got to stay on the train tracks. Don't go out.
You can go anywhere the horse wants to go.
Now the car, you have to go, well, you can control a horse. Now the car, you have to stay on the interstates. So now it's like the self-driving car. You probably have to stay in the allotted zones.
Where's my self-driving horse?
Yeah, exactly. So I think as we get older, that's going to be the next generational line. That's where we will be the old conservative guys being like, I want to own my shit and I want to control my shit.
Hey, listen to this guy. He's a futurist.
That's you know what? Next time someone brings up the horses were awesome, just tell them, guess what happened to Superman and that horse?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You know.
What happened?
Christopher Reeve.
Oh, that.
Paralyzed from a horse accident.
Well, my whole thing is nobody bailed out the horse and buggy industry, so maybe it's time to let things evolve.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm okay if there's a, like I said, self-driving mode. Like it's right. A feature.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
I don't trust these transporters.
Self-driving parking, yeah.
Right. Yeah, we were repeating last week a little bit.
Fahrenheit 451.
But yeah, more and more people have looked at it and they're like, really?
Well.
People like, and America in particular, we like things that are powerful and sexy and aggressive and angry. And until you can unwind that from our culture, you're going to be very hard pressed to do it to cars. I just saw a new Corvette on the road the other day. I'm like, holy shit, the ass of that car looks angry. Normally you look at the face of a car and you're like, God damn, that car looks like it just wants to murder everybody. The back end of the new Corvettes, are scowling at you too. So it's like flipping you off when it's coming at you. And as it blows by you, you're looking at it going, what the fuck just passed me? And then you look at it and you're like, I ain't looking at that. It looks mean as hell. And I'm telling you, as long as people got it for that kind of thing, you're not going to come out with an emoticon on wheels.
Made in America.
America. I know that car does not say America.
Oh, I put the wrong date on this episode when I posted it live. Anyway, yeah. Thanks, Frida. Thanks for letting me know. I'm aware of that.
Uh-oh. What happened? What did you do?
I put it that it was 05/04/14 instead of 06. And Frida, who doesn't even know what day it is anyway, of all people, told me when I was in the wrong day. Other Google nonsense. There's a guy who came up with a way to cut off Google Glass Wi-Fi with a Google Glass detector. this guy figured out some kind of formula to find the MAC address of Google's augmented reality headsets, and somehow goes in there and turns it off.
Which technically does fall under the jurisdiction of you can't jam technology. You can't. Sure. That's why cell phone jammers, you know, nope. Yeah. But you know what? TV be gone is a real thing. And that
it is. Okay. But you know what? There's nobody beating up anybody because there's a TV in a bar.
Yeah, right.
You know what I
mean? No, not.
There are plenty of cases of people getting smacked around because they're walking around with Google Glass on their face. Even, and this is the thing, like we were talking about this earlier, Eric, just that there's Google has announced what, like new glasses.
They teamed up with Diane von Furstenberg.
Right. Did they really?
Yep.
Because this is going to solve their problem. This is going to solve their image problem.
If they don't have...
We were talking about this the other day because Warby Parker makes this kind of like they want the old slightly roundish Rick Moranis type glasses from the 80s coming back.
Oh, hey, Dane, I heard your television set was on. Exactly. So I crawled off the window and I turned my TV up really loud. Okay.
They're coming back, right? So Warby Parker has that. They still have rectangular lenses. Diane von Furstenberg, she's about 42 years too late. I don't know what she's done since the wrap dress thing that she came out with for women in the early 70s, which even critics will be like, yeah.
She stole it from the 30s, right. So,
you know, not the first name I think of, you know, but yeah, some kind of old Liz Claiborne type chick. I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't. So there's all these glass types, right? You can go buy glass and you can get the lenses for free. And I wear glasses and maybe there's one pair that I might be like, all right, I could tolerate wearing those frames. Now I just got to deal with this fucking thing here.
Yeah, that's not the problem.
They're once so desperate for people to like them. They will find any name. For fuck's sake, you teamed up with Luxottica. Go with Ray-Ban. Proceed carefully with Oakley because you need to understand how culture treats Oakley.
You don't sometimes get that thing that wraps around the back of your head.
You know, the fans of a product can dictate the way the product is, and Oakley had the bump and the thump and all the other glasses, and then you got the bros with the big blades and shit and programmery. You got to be careful with Oakley stuff. Some of their stuff is amazing and some of the stuff is very bro-y and dense. But Ray-Ban people, I think, still have a decent amount of respect for. So go after those guys. Luxottica owns everybody.
I don't think that anything can save glass.
Yeah, I don't think that they could be.
They need a serious branding change, and I don't think that could ever happen.
Like, look, we're attaching glass to the perfect human being, and we're gonna send it to you. That won't help.
They tried doing that with models on a runway, and yeah, that didn't work.
And it looked stupid. Yeah, it's
all stupid. Well, it did look stupid. I mean, for one thing,
put them on Kate Upton, and they're still gonna look stupid on Kate Upton.
Google just don't seem to understand that glass just looks ridiculous.
Well, the moonshot thing is a risk because look, no one. Questions. You could walk into a McDonald's with a GoPro on your head, mm-hmm. right? And if you're wearing a helmet and spandex and all this shit and elbow pads and mm-hmm. shoot, guess what? No one's even thinking about you. They're like,
nope.
Oh, whatever. He just jumped out of something. Because it's context. Man.
It is. But I've seen somebody, I saw one person in my life with glass on, and that was at BlizzCon last year. I have not seen glass out in the wild out here in the, sorry, New Jersey, New York area.
Oh, well, there you go.
But the thing is that when I finally did see it in person, I just went, that looks ridiculous. It just looks stupid. Yeah. I would never wear that.
But you know what? Look at all the stuff that you wear for a task, right? You're sanding shit. You're wearing a respirator. Respirator I wear is freaking neon magenta.
Right, but you need that.
Don't care how I look with a respirator
on. But you made it neon magenta.
But Google, like the goggles, the glass and everything, I mean, I've seen a few people out in public with it, usually during conventions, and including a friend of mine. And I have to say, that you have the sanding gear and all that stuff, and you have the I just jumped out of a plane, you know, gear and everything. But this one, you go into a bar or some other place or just out in public in general, and you wear the glasses, and it looks like, oh, you're here to be antisocial. You're here to do something else, basically.
You hit the nail on the head right there, because that's one thing that I always thought about Google Glass is that apart from the fact that you look stupid wearing it, is that it seems to me like the person wearing it is waiting for something more important than talking to me or whoever it is they're talking to come in through their fucking glass. And that's why I hate it. It's like, take that thing off your face and talk to me.
Or they're up to something else.
It's designed. I mean, we've kind of covered this before. Like it's designed from the perspective of the wearer, not from the person. Because our point of contact with the other humans, even our point of contact with other species, is the eyes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And not only do you like not see the eyes so well, but like it's different than sunglasses, because in sunglasses, sure, you can't see their eyes, but with the Google Glass, you know they're focused on something else, or most likely focused on something else. You can't even try to make eye contact through some shades or anything.
But the specialty uses of them, nobody thinks twice, man. Throw on a lab coat and put a microscope in front of you and have Google Glass on, no one's even blinking. They're like, whatever. He's doing science.
I don't even think like the looking stupid thing is an issue, because people look stupid all the time. I mean, again, back to San Francisco. You know, I don't know how many people, as we drove through San Francisco, it was like, everybody now, it's just worse than when I was there like a year ago. Everybody's a hipster. Everybody has got fucking glasses.
That's not even encountering.
Oh my God. It's
flyover America, where everybody wears street clothes, right? You're wearing baseball caps and a t-shirt that's probably two or three sizes too large and running shoes.
Or if you're a hipster, the opposite.
This is how Americans dress.
It's too small. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's no, nobody can. No, I don't think people are hung up on the looking stupid thing. If they like it, they'll wear it. Mm-hmm. They will. It's
there's just different it's, levels
something
of stupid,
else
though.
With glass that that just you know, and everybody knows it. Everybody knows it's this weird douchery level that no one wants to deal with.
Yeah, it's looking stupid versus being here. You're here, but you're more interested in something else probably. And I'm not necessarily going to know if you're looking at something else. Or
and
when
I can't
fade off in the conversation. It's like the cell phone in front of someone's face while you're trying to have a conversation with them.
Right. It's the thing that musicians complain about when everybody's doing this at a show and Richard Cheese ends up spitting on you and then beating you up somewhere in Las Vegas.
And I can't agree.
That never happened to me. Anyway. Yeah.
I can't agree with the whole, well, we didn't like the iPhone and when it came out and all that. You know what? We also didn't have the communication platform with the immediate rage feedback loop. Well, it takes one guy to do something stupid, and there have been plenty of those one guys that do one thing stupid, and in like wildfire, no PR department, no engineer, no one can catch up with the speed in which hatred flies.
I will admit, when I first got the iPhone, the first one, I did kind of keep it in my pocket a little more than I normally would have with a phone, because I was kind of like,
Remember everybody was getting a picture taken with them, they're all.
And then I got over it because everybody had one. So I was like, eh, whatever. And speaking of Apple had a thing.
Yes, they had a thing.
For their developer things.
They had the Worldwide Developers Conference on Monday. And at first, it was just your usual, we're going to update the operating system on the Mac. And we're going to update the operating system on iOS 8. And then they started dropping like these little bombs, like, by the way, your phone now actually communicates with your computer the proper way. Like years ago when I had a Symbian phone, I had a Nokia N95 and there was a previous Nokia I had before that.
That was a great phone.
That allowed me to talk to the Mac and then it would bring up caller ID and do all the things that you're able to do now. So people are happy about that. they're happy about the fact that apps can now talk to each other. But then they dropped a big bomb where they said, well, we're getting rid of they're not getting rid of it. I shouldn't say that. But they're moving away from Objective-C in their, which is the current way to write apps on the Mac and iOS. And they're creating this new one called Swift. And what that's supposed to do is it's supposed to pull in people that are generally intimidated by writing an app. Being a software engineer for 30 years, I can understand why, because there's so much minutia that's involved with writing an app. And there are some web people that don't have to deal with that sort of thing. And so when they want to run an app, they just go, oh, I have to learn this and this and this. And so what Apple is trying to do is they're trying to take away all that minutia. And I've been playing with it a little bit on and off. I wrote an app in it. It's not bad, but I don't know enough of it yet.
Did you write some Swifty birds?
No, I didn't write any.
Yeah, Swifty somebody birds. Made Flappy Birds. I guess the part that took me by surprise is just how immediately nasty the Android. Okay, you know, you got people. There are people that are on Android who don't give a shit because they're like, the phone was free, man. I'm fucking broke, right? That's like the rest of the world. Just like the iPhone people are sheeple, right? Because yes, that random dude that works at Orange Julius has making a statement about his fucking phone. Screw you. So, but then there's the fans that are like, welcome to 2011.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing is more irritating than somebody that has a historical superiority. I knew a guy that worked in like 3D and virtual reality in 1991. And brings it up at every chance when not 1991 is upon us and something 3D and virtual reality happened. It's just like, well, no, in 1991. Well, I got a newsflash for you, Cinnamon. No one fucking gave a shit in 2011. No one gave a shit in 1991.
He's the fucking comic book guy. You know, in 1991.
I know. No one cares. Worst
phone ever.
The hilarious thing about this whole the whole Apple thing this past week is that some of the things that Apple did pull in were actually originally created on BlackBerry, and so all the Google people are
like Microsoft.
Oh, they stole from Google. I'm like, no, you don't get this one.
Oh, BlackBerry is BlackBerry the new Xerox Park?
Yeah, exactly. It's like the ancient, old story. Microsoft took the shareware from some guy in a dorm and blah, blah, blah. It's the same thing that's happened over and over and over and over and over.
It's been around for a long time. Oh, my God.
Apple just shut down like 50 shitty companies who do shitty shit. Great. Like, they just took it and made it better.
The guy, I would love to start a cell phone company. But
oh, Snapchat's in trouble, everybody.
God forbid I would put a headphone jack on a phone and somebody would scream at me for copying them.
Yeah. Give it a jack first.
Wow, the nerds are like really angry today.
In 1897, when Alexander Van Buren was president, he had a headphone jack.
What country was that?
Wait, do you want to hear the new headphone jack issue that came out today?
I feel like, first of all, that we're having a headphone jack off right now.
Hey!
And Kathy wins the internet.
It's a headphone circle jack. Yeah.
See you next week.
Apple came out with new specs for the new Beats headphones, where the Beats headphones.
Oh, that's another one.
Beats. Well, yeah, headphones, exactly. Well,
apparently,
it's a Beats jack. All right, go on.
No, they're going to have a lightning jack on them.
Because it can jack faster.
Yeah.
They're
going to jack faster. Are we going to go there?
Yeah, we're already there.
Sorry.
That's the other.
Do not apologize.
That's been the other fun part, is all these white people discovering who Dr. Dre is.
What? I heard he's a doctor.
Dre's a billionaire.
Dr. Andre.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
He was in a group called NWA. Welcome. Welcome to 30 years ago.
I remember that 30 years ago.
Oh, gosh.
What does that stand for? NWA.
Niggas with attitude.
What it stands for. You Google.
Never mind.
It.
We'll just leave it to Eric.
Because I am not scared of vocabulary.
Well, I'm not. Not even going there.
Mike is Mike because Mike's never.
It's
sure.
Absolutely
Mike's
insane.
Never sure what the word is that he's supposed to use or not.
I just don't even know. But you're talking a scientific truth. What does NWA stand for?
Scientifically, stands for
people like, I can't say that
with attitude.
It's like when you sing along. Actually, Mike doesn't listen to rap, so this is a totally lost
question. Nope, but I never will.
If you were to sing along, do you not sing along to a lyric because it's
sing
a word
along
that
I mean, with the letter people NWA. What?
Yeah, that's like the like.
Hey, Mr. N, what do you stand for?
Actual song because well, I can't say that word, but that's the actual lyric you're singing along to. Lyric.
To ladies, just, letter people are N, Mr. W, and Miss A. Tell us what you stand for, Mr. N.
Why do I have to be?
Why are you so quiet, Mr. N? Yeah. God. Oh, don't what are we gonna? I think I know what we're gonna call this show.
it's Nerds with Attitude. Yeah.
Yeah, Nerds. That's it.
Spell it with a Z. God damn it.
My knee.
But right. Yeah, people are of course butthurt over the beats because I don't like the sound. I don't like the sound quality. Welcome again to Missing the Point. Yes, it's shitty quality. That's not why people buy it.
Anybody who complains about crappy quality has just doesn't get it.
It's up there when you're getting offended about
the duty. The funniest thing about that whole situation is that people are talking so much about the headphones that they completely forget about the other part of it, which is the music service. No, the Beats has a music service.
The awesome look when you're walking down the street and avoiding that cars are hitting you in a second because you have headphones on. You can't hear them honking their faces off at you because they have awesome music service.
I mean, weren't there all these commercials around the time of the Super Bowl where everybody was throwing on the headphones to escape from?
Yes.
You know.
Blur.
You know, I'm just saying.
I ain't saying, I'm just saying.
We just sort of are in this weird, some of us straddle a line where there is tech culture and then there's the real world culture. And I know it's hipster as shit to be like, oh, I'm so alternative, God damn it, with my flannel or whatever the fuck I'm wearing today. And I reject the mainstream and your Beats and your iPhone, your whatever, because I'm full stack, motherfucker, spelled with a Z. I just know it gets funnier. The older I get, the funnier it is because this shit has gone on. It's like in high school. Oh, hey, look, new Metallica album. This shit sucks, man.
Right.
Ride the Lightning was so much fucking better. Oh. Now here we are 50 million years later.
I got into an argument with somebody about C sharp versus Swift the other day.
I bet you did.
The album is amazing. Wait a minute. You hated that shit when it came out. So, you know. This is just constant.
I don't remember it so much in high school. It picked up later with the punk rock scene when people like, you know, Green Day and Rancid and whoever were selling out or whatever.
Screw Green Day.
Do you remember the big Green Day? They're faking the British accents, guys.
Yeah. I totally remember that.
That's great.
And now that shit's like 20 years old. Ha ha. Oh,
I know. It's like, listen to the Ramones. Shut up.
Metallica is 30. It's been around for 30 years. Oh, actually, more than that, because I saw them last year, and they said that they've been around for 30 years.
Hey, I was part of the whole argument about when they were bitching about file sharing, and I was like, no, that's how you got most of your fans, right? When people were like,
Napster bad.
No, that's actually true. Is that and that's what people were trying to tell them, but of course, this was the old school model where they made all their money with, with physical sales, and they didn't realize that back then. Because there was no data to support it, that they got more fans from the free stuff than they probably would have if they just left their stuff sealed in a plastic case in a store.
Yeah, people were like copying each other's cassettes and stuff, and like and recording things off the radio, and that's how they're doing. So yeah, you didn't have the data of this person got some files for free. Just saying, right now. That's how they got their file thing, was pirating.
Yeah. No, yeah. That was. Oh, yeah. We talked about this on one of the other shows, I think, about Camp Chaos and the whole Napster bad. Remember that whole thing? All right.
I think I understood what you just said.
We looked this up. I swear to God, we looked this up. Maybe this wasn't. Maybe it wasn't on the show. Maybe it was afterwards. And then, the other guy was Napster bad. Camp Chaos, which is now not Camp Chaos. Yeah, we did this because then we got into the whole thing about the other thing, Homestar Runner.
Remember? Oh, yes.
There we go. There it is. All right. There you go.
enjoying how we're talking about things from at least a decade ago.
At least a decade ago. On the internet, no less.
Wee.
Retro. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These are ancient things that happened on the internet. Netflix blames Verizon for things. Evidently now, if you're getting crappy video from Netflix, they're going to pop up a little screen that says, this is Verizon's fault, not ours, by the way.
I love it. Yeah. I love they're like, you know, we may be getting throttled horribly, but guess what, guys? We can tell you who screwed us over.
Yeah.
Just saying.
See, here's the thing. I own Verizon Fios, the subscription. I love it. No, they're a great service. They really are. I came from Comcast. My connection was so flaky on Comcast. And then I switched over to Fios, and it glitches every once in a while, but not nearly as much. So I can't complain, really, about the service. But I know there's always somebody out there who wants to complain about something.
Do you think that's really – do you think that's the case? He's just crapping on Verizon, or do you think it actually has something to do with this? Because, I mean, there's that whole net neutrality thing now.
Oh, that's right.
You seem to be a big fanboy of Verizon. So are you saying that Verizon's not strangling anybody? You saying Comcast not strangling Netflix? None of this is happening?
They're being rigged over and being charged. Because it's Comcast made it clear. They're basically charging extra money to Netflix to get better bandwidth and everything. Yeah. They've already said that before. And so now Netflix is saying, you know what? We're going to let you guys know when we're being charged extra money or just not getting as good bandwidth for the service that you paid for.
Yeah.
So we're not the ones to blame.
Yeah, I mean, did we all watch the John Oliver video with about net neutrality? Everybody, did we all see that?
Yes.
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. No, Kathy, no.
No, oh, I amazing. Saw the thing about it, but I didn't get to watch it.
I know, we all saw the thing about it. I just finally got around to watching it today. It's
weird. I saw it, but then I'm like, okay, after the 12,000th time I saw it reshared, I'm like, all right, fine, Jesus.
That's pretty much how I was, and then I was like a day after you, and I watched it, and you know what? It was fucking funny, and it was probably pretty true. I saw something about how, what was it? They did a study about how more people got their information about government finance from the Daily Show in like 2013 or 12 or whatever than they did from anywhere else. Like, everybody's getting their information from these places, which is, you know, I like to think that they're actually telling us how it is. Let's face it, the guy that is in charge of the FCC is the number one contributor, to the he was a Comcast guy, right? What am I getting at here? You guys saw the thing, right? Lobbyist. He was the number one, part of the lobbyist for like Comcast and the government. Number two after some military complex thing. So, yeah. It was like military, then cable. And now that guy's in charge of the FCC. So, yeah, things are bad.
I'm sure very, very neutral.
Sure, everything's fair in the government, right?
Yeah.
By the way, the thoughts and concerns.
See how I keep my mouth shut during those conversations?
Yeah, right. That's right. There you go. Thoughts and opinions expressed on this show are those of the hosts and not by the owners of Geek News Central. Just go ahead and throw that out there.
I'm just a guest here. So
says, oh, who knows what she's talking about? She's a girl.
Blah, right? Blah, blah.
Yeah.
And a redhead, so I think I'm always right on top of it.
Well, you're a redhead, so you probably are.
Just disclaimers are cute.
Yeah. So are we.
No.
I'm so sorry, guys.
That doesn't work.
I can't do that.
And God, does he try. He tries.
No, I'm not going to try.
Prove it. Prove you can't do that right now.
No.
We'll help you judge.
All right, moving right along, we have Star Wars news.
What?
Yes, we do. So,
but first, we'd like to make a disclaimer that Star Wars is in no way affiliated with the
with Geek News Central or its owners.
All right.
Or Lenovo, who makes my laptop.
Or the Lenovo knockoff that I bought from
Alibaba. Or Shure that makes my microphone, or Apple that makes my iMac, or...
It should be
trademarks are the property of their respective owners. Tax license, doc, please apply.
TMZ posted a picture the other day of the Millennium Falcon under construction. And then today, J.J. Abrams makes this hilarious... He takes this hilarious picture. He wrote on a piece of paper, I wish people would stop posting pictures saying that the Millennium Falcon was in the new Star Wars, J.J. But the piece of paper was on top of the chessboard from inside the Millennium Falcon. That's classic.
I wish people would stop leaking photos from Episode 7 and making ridiculous claims that the Millennium Falcon is in the movie, J.J. Yeah. And it is on top of the holographic thing.
I adore him so much more. At least he understands how the internet works and that he has a sense of humor about the whole thing.
Which just makes me think that the entire thing was staged and leaked on purpose. I mean, let's face it.
Oh, it's entirely possible that it was. No, I got to say that I like the fact that they're actually doing this because they're giving people enough to say, okay, this is good. I want to go see it. But not giving too much where you know what the plot is.
Right.
So...
Well, yeah, of course there's a Millennium Falcon. We got a Han Solo. We've got a Luke Skywalker. We've got a Princess Leia, and we've got a Chewbacca and all the others. Like, yeah. I mean, we don't know for sure if there's a Lando.
No, we don't.
But we do know that there are some new females in this movie. Oh, my God, yeah. I'm sorry, did you have something to say, Mike?
No.
It sounded like you had something to say.
No.
We read into this earlier where there was a whole bunch of...
Here's what I have to say. I really like to know why people seem to think that the two women that were cast were in response to something for all these male actors that were... And yet both of them were seen with J.J. Abrams months earlier. Somebody please explain that.
What are you getting at?
As a chick, I will say straight out that I will already tell you that I understand that there are a lot of females out there, and I already used the word chick, that are over the top about the feminist thing. So what really? Never. Yeah, they want to jump on everything about the new Star Wars and things, and clearly it's only got to be guys because only one female was named in the new thing initially because they didn't want to have like a bajillion names right away. So because an initial...
So wait, hold on. Were you not offended that when they only named like two women at the beginning?
No, really. No, actually.
So you weren't totally offended by that?
No, look at the original Star Wars and stuff. There wasn't...
And nobody was offended by that.
Here's the thing. If you break down the cast that was announced at the end of April...
All I have to say is there better be more than two guys in the new Gem movie or I'm going to have a fucking fit.
That would be truly outrageous.
I am going to be so outrageous.
If you break it down, one of those people has to be Boba Fett. So that's a recurring character.
As a girl.
There are so many. And Andy Serkis, we have no idea who he's going to be. We don't know if he's going to be.
Better be a girl.
Better be a girl. Exactly.
There better be a Lady Rancor in this movie.
My point being is that I think we even mentioned this on the show before, is that back in like February-ish or January or something like that, it was rumored that these two women were in talks with J.J. Abrams. So when the cast announcement came out and then people were saying, oh my God, you know, if women are announced later, then we know it's in retaliation. I'm like, no, not unless you have a time machine.
Ridiculous.
No, they have to let you know first these characters, the ones that you know from before. They want to let you know first that they're coming back. But if you put a ton of names on top of them, you're not going to focus on, this person.
Well, and some of them were still being worked out. I mean, like, what's-her-face from Game of Thrones?
So, what's-her-face?
Yeah. The one who plays Brienne in Game of Thrones. Right. So I did a little research on that. Turns out that the reason why it took so long for hers to be announced is because Game of Thrones and Star Wars film around the same time. And she's in a 3-movie deal. So they had to work things out. When one person can't make it, then a bunch of other people can't make it. Then some crews can't make it. This trickles down. And people just don't seem to understand how things work in Hollywood. You can't just say – it's not like school, right? You can't say – oh, like Mr. Lucas, I can't make it to school today. Can we take the test tomorrow? No, it affects like hundreds of other people. And so it takes a while to get these things worked out. whatever.
What, it's people get recast in Hollywood? That's weird.
Don't be silly. George Lucas has nothing to do with this.
Well, I'm just using that name as an example, but I should have said Mr. Abrams, yes.
Mr. Abrams, Mr. JJ.
I just roll my eyes so hard at this whole thing. It's...
Yeah, there's some people that, especially, I mean, there is a whole, you know, bigger movement nowadays of geek females and things of that sort.
And there should be. And there should be. But use logic.
There's too much, though. There's like, there are people logic. Who jump on it all too much. And I'm a female. I'm doing my own business and things like that. But, you know, and I will say this as a female there, because it's safer here to say it as the female versus the one guy. You're welcome, guys. But yeah, it's just too much. It's too much for people to be like, oh, there's only one or two females mentioned in the initial cast announcement. Clearly, that's sexist.
But nobody, and again, like you said, nobody had a problem with the original movies having, like, yeah. Princess Leia.
Well, it was a different time. But then they harp on JJ because
he's still, like, nobody's like, wait, different time, oh, whatever. Well, to be
fair, I've actually heard that as being a common criticism, is Lucas didn't like putting a lot of chicks in his movie.
Well, regardless of how that was, at least people again, now want to know that certain characters are coming back. So that's the primary announcement, is that these people are coming back for the next episode. And then we're going to announce a few more people that are sure going to be in it.
Sure. Right. That. But it also goes to kind of what the point I was making earlier, like maybe it's not that kind of movie. And that's the kind of movie it is. I mean, you know, hey, you know what? Mm-hmm. Maybe, like I said, I'm not going to sit here and bitch if there's only two dudes in the gem movie. They make a Strawberry Shortcake movie and there's only one guy in it. I'm not going to sit here and be like, well, this is just clearly some sort of movement. Some sort of statement that they're making against guys. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, this is the kind of movie it is. Whatever, it's a movie, it's art. You know, right? I mean, nobody owes anybody anything in their art.
And if we're okay with this being the way it was in the 70s or whatever, but yet
nobody should wear bras.
We're not okay with it being how it was in a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. So clearly before the 70s. Then I made it.
I guess. I mean, people forget, like, no, the movies don't owe anybody anything, by the way. So.
Well, no, but I agree with the fact that there should be more female representation and minority representation in these movies. I absolutely do agree with it. However, I just think that the venom is jumping on every single thing that goes wrong without knowing all the facts. Is well, my
that's,
biggest
that's
issue.
A whole other thing. Sure.
It's God. It's like when I brought this up with somebody the other day, I said, "Well, like, how do you explain these news reports from January, February?" No answer.
You set someone straight on the internet.
Tried to.
Good job. Somebody was wrong on the internet, and you told them they were wrong.
And they don't look at, like, say, the first few episodes where Padme was clearly a lot less whiny than Anakin.
Oh, well.
So she was clearly, like, at least maybe the save me, yes, person. But the least bitchy of the two of them versus, you know, so compared to the guy who, you know, yes, later became Darth Vader.
I'm also not seeing a lot of girls wanting to claim anything from the prequels. It's just as none of the guys do either.
Well, the prequels.
I don't know. I think people, you're always going to find the people that want to complain about anything. They're going to have an agenda. They're going to make it shoehorn into their agenda. And, you know, if it's a big thing, again, Star Wars isn't, it's a movie. They'll never answer to anybody, really, even though people think it does. It's not the government. It's not the law. Sorry. Doesn't have to work like that. It is what it is. And if they want to make a movie that's generally a guy movie, then it will be a guy movie.
But it isn't.
Nobody said, like, oh my God, Platoon only has one chick in it. What the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? Like, nobody cares.
That's different.
Like,
that's different.
Why? Well, is it? Is it really different? Because, well, like, yeah, Star Wars does not have to answer to everybody. It's not. It's a goddamn movie. It doesn't have to answer and appease everyone. It is what it is. I know people like to think that it's something that needs to represent everybody and everybody all the time, but it's not.
Why does RoboCop have to be a guy, guys?
Yeah, why can't RoboCop be a chick? Oh, fuck you, RoboCop.
I could.
That's it. I'm out.
Drop your mic.
That's the thing. Like, people think that this movie, because they loved it, has to represent them and everything. It doesn't. It's just a movie. and that's all there is to it. It's not the government. It's not like, hey, why aren't there any gay people in Star Wars? What the fuck?
Well,
if it's got to represent everybody, then it needs to have some gay people in it. Why isn't Yoda getting it on with Chewbacca? What the fuck?
Movies are literature, and they influence society.
All right.
Mm-hmm. We're straight white people. We've run Barter Town forever.
Okay.
So we don't have the fucking delight to be like, I see nothing in this world that looks like me, that acts like me. There are no superhero versions of me. Everything about me is not normal. That does not exist in our world.
But see, that's just simplifying it all, too.
Star Wars, like, as a female, I will say at least that, and I know I'm a pasty white female, but still, like, you have a series that's been out there for a while to suddenly completely on purpose just to appease every possible person who might be viewing it out there and throw in these specific characters. It's going to be obvious that you're only throwing these characters in to specifically, okay, here's your token this person, here's your token this person, here's your token this person. You know, going to the story, JJ, I have confidence, is not going to be going against the story just to keep more guys in there. You know, he's going to say, this looks good, this looks good, you know. This is.
I mean, nobody said it's going to be easy to avoid just being purely tokenism. You can find, if you're a great writer, if you're a great director, you can figure out how to do all of this stuff. You know, somebody at some point, I guess, made a decision that Lando was black. Why?
Because it's smooth. I'm sorry.
Why is Lando Calrissian black?
I don't know, because it's fucking Lando. Whatever, he's cool.
No, I don't know. I don't know that.
Best thing is, though, like the one of the few black guys, the fact that he still had to lift his mask when he saw his eyes even to show, oh, yeah, it is actually the one black guy, Lando.
Oh, yeah. In Jedi, yeah. No, for sure. I'm not sitting here going, I don't have enough white people in Shaft. I'm kind of disappointed.
Just remember, the lens that we look through is like Louis C.K.'s joke. We can time travel to any point in history, and it's cool.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where are you going in history? No, you're a dude, and you're a white guy. You don't have anything to worry about.
I don't believe that for a second.
It's fine, but it's also, again,
it's humorous. But when you start thinking about it,
I get it. But I go back to the whole point being out. Like, this is what the movie is, and that's the way it's written, and that's the way it is. It's not.
Except movies do have, I think art does have a certain responsibility to society.
All right.
I've grown up with, guess who the commander of the fleet is? The white guy.
You and I need to go outside next time that Madea movie comes out, and we need to be picketing outside of there. There's not enough white people in that Madea movie.
No, it's not. That's not how it works. That's cognitive dissonance.
Oh.
That's not how it works. When you're the king, as things start to normalize and get reversed, and yes, that might
okay. I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
I
didn't realize that we were the king. I was thinking of everybody as equal. See,
this is going in a different direction than originally intended.
You just talk about my time working on a reservation, and that will go in that same direction.
in your current society. I mean, some people scream about it, and so. Some people don't scream about it, and some people say nothing at all about it. But I think
Let's move away from that. Then let's move away from that, and let's complain about Robert Pattinson possibly being the new Indiana Jones, white guy, as Indiana Jones.
Can I just tell you though? Maybe a shovel-faced guy playing someone who's maybe into archaeology, you know, might be okay.
You okay with this?
Because it just fits his face.
I think this is a terrible idea, frankly. Nope.
Yeah, not good at all.
Now, and as I've said before, I'm totally fine with Indiana Jones movies being like the James Bond movies where they switch out actors and they go on forever. I'm okay with that if it's described as such. If that's what they're going to start doing, I think this is a terrible way to begin, but okay.
So, question on that. Why?
Why is he not black or a woman?
No. Why do you have a problem with Robert Pattinson?
This is Robert Pattinson.
Frankly, because I think he's terrible. I think he's a terrible actor.
looks like he needs poo all the time.
I think he's just a terrible actor. I think he's terrible.
You know, all right, no, to be honest, I think that he gets a bad rap because he was associated with Twilight. Yeah. Right off the bat, it's just like,
I saw somebody make a comment today. It was actually from one of those Android, hey, welcome to 2011 thing. There's a picture of Leonardo DiCaprio holding up a drink. And someone's like, hey, when did he get so good looking? Leo got shit on all the time because like, oh, look at this little baby boy. Look at this little girly boy. And he's actually kind of grown up and got a little tough. And people are like, oh, shit, hold on. When did that happen? Same kind of thing. I think that there's always some subtext when someone's like, you don't what? Are we just not? No. Is somebody not saying we don't like the faggy vampire guy? He can't play the manly Indiana Jones?
Well, it's just that we haven't,
do we really not like his acting?
No, we haven't seen him do anything that says this guy is Indiana Jones.
Also, I also think Leonardo DiCaprio is a terrible actor as well, so I hate to see him.
Sparkly. I'm going to sparkle. No, not Indiana Jones, no.
It's like when Will Smith took on the role of Jim West in Wild Wild West.
Yeah, but that was a terrible movie. It had a giant spider in it.
Yeah, but before that, the fact that Jim West was a white guy historically and Will Smith got the Leo.
Yeah, but that's not why people are upset. People are upset because of a shitty movie with a giant mechanical spider made by... what's his face? Fucking.
I was actually okay with the movie, and I have no allegiance to the original series, so I'm just like, oh, he was a white guy. No,
nobody has an allegiance to the original series. Anyone who has an allegiance to the original series is dead. So nobody cared about that. And you go listen to Kevin Smith talk about Wild Wild West and John Peters and his giant mechanical spider. Go listen to that, and you'll see what the problem was with all of that.
I don't know, guys. I thought Leonardo DiCaprio was great in the new Spider-Man as Harry Osborn.
Was he? I didn't even see him. I thought Leonardo DiCaprio was great as a
for being trolled
special guy in Gilbert Grape. I thought he was great in that.
It was
special. No, and maybe a little bit in Growing Pains. But yeah.
And just a disclaimer, guys, I know who was in the current Spider-Man. It just looks a lot like him. So there, because I realized I should probably make sure that people.
Oh, who was it? Was it not him? I don't even know.
Yeah, it was not him. Just looks a lot like him.
Oh, who was it?
That's some other guy.
Just some other guy.
Who looks like him.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Oh, draw me like one of your French ladies. I'm not a fan of Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm just not. I just think he's weak, a weak actor. I just Leonardo his voice is just yeah. No, not good.
All right. Well, anyway, my point being is that I think that he gets a bad rap from Twilight, and I haven't seen him do anything that even remotely resembles that he can handle in Indiana Jones.
No, I think that the next Indiana Jones should be Viggo Mortensen.
It's Viggo,
not that Viggo.
Scourge of Carpathia. That Viggo has to happen.
It's Viggo. Yes, it should be that guy.
No, and honestly, I guess working opposite Kristen Stewart would probably just suck in general.
I've never seen her do anything special either.
Yeah.
Peter McNichol as the new Indiana Jones. As Viggo! No. I think Viggo Mortensen would actually be a really good Indiana Jones. And then I'm fine if they say, okay, this is what we're doing. We're doing Indiana Jones the way they do 007. Everybody be aware, this is what's happening. We're not doing reboots. We're just continuing on with new stories and new actors as such. And not try to appease everybody with the crappy, hey, look, it's the vampire guy.
Sparkles, guys.
But this is what they want to do. This is what Hollywood wants to do now. They're doing the Gotham show. Everything's got to be a young, cool kid thing. And
Puppet Babies.
It's Gotham Make
our
Babies.
Dreams come true.
We totally all sang this the other day. Perfect Babies.
Can Indiana Jones be a Muppet, huh?
Could be.
Hey-o.
The next one.
Kermit the Jones. I don't know. Yeah. <I don't> know. what else we got?
I think we're done.
We're kind of done. Yeah, we got the Clippers have been bought by what's his face?
Bomber.
Basketballers.
The irony about Clippy and Microsoft is just
hey hard. Now. Yeah. You can go watch Star Trek Shaky Cam All Stabilized, which is sort of amusing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Casey Kasem's wife, Chuck. raw meat at his daughter.
No idea what that's about.
As one would. He's yeah. like a burger.
Where is he now? Is he here? Is he there?
A little bit of both. He's still in Washington.
Is he anywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Hospital, something about the wife and the daughter being like, blah, 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 as they usually are. So, you know.
As they are.
Yeah. Oh. He's at the hospital. There's money involved. Something with Scientology. I don't know.
Is it really?
Something about it, actually.
No, really? Is it really?
She's like, daughter's trying to get all the money that Casey has.
John Travolta's like,
yeah. And Carrie's like,
smell case of money. Yes. Oh, like, no.
Scientology, I swear.
Oh, no wonder it's all goofed up. I have nothing. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this show are not those of mine when it comes to Scientology. I'm sorry someone made me say that.
I'm just reading the article, really.
That's right.
Paraphrasing.
I make a point not to rag on Scientology because WildStar. What's WildStar?
Sounds
like
a
terrible 80s cartoon movie is what it sounds like.
It's a new science fiction MMO that was just released yesterday. So I've been playing it for a while, beta testing it, having a lot of fun, really like it. Mm-hmm. And I think that Carbide Studios has a winner on their hands. So check it out if you can.
That looks shiny. Like, check I have a feeling that if I tried playing it, I would not be able to sell this house. I'd be here for another 3 months. So
I have been playing Animal Crossing lately.
I never thought that I would have you say the words Animal Crossing ever in my life. And here it is.
And here it is.
Are you mayor yet?
Oh, of course. You get mayor like the first day, like day one, you're the mayor.
I've goals in life, guy.
I've been enacted some ordinances and some things, sure. Yeah, you know.
You're so important.
I'm very important. You should know who I am.
Mayor.
All right. Well, then. Oh, hey. You want to order yourself a penis enlarging kit?
Totally.
Some guy did that and he got...
I want to enlarge my penis.
Oh my God, he gets a magnifying glass in the mail. That's what it is.
Kathy's laughing, but I just sent her a big old magnifying glass like yesterday. So.
Well, I hopefully had the smallest penis ball.
Yeah, it's going to look huge when you get that magnifying glass. It's one of those bendable ones that you can put on a page. It's one of those big ones. Yeah. Actually, I'm going to send you one of those overhead projectors so you can just put it on there. It'll be magnified onto the wall. That's how big it's going to be.
For all the school to see.
Yeah, exactly. You just wait.
Friends, presentations will be the best.
Yeah, with giant penis.
I took a quiz for a show I don't watch.
Oh, let's hear it. What'd you do?
Which Game of Thrones house do I belong in?
I don't even know.
Oh, God. Which one? Slytherin?
That's not Game of Thrones. Even I know that.
It's not.
House Baratheon?
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 Baratheon.
So there you go.
Okay.
Are we all up to date on the Game of Thrones? We don't do that spoilers?
That means nothing to me. They have a goat.
None of it means anything. I don't even know what that means, and I watch the show.
It means something to me, guys.
Does it?
What's House Baratheon?
Those are the good guys.
It take way too long to explain.
As long as you're not the house...
I'll just Google it, and then that will provide further non-answers.
The bad ones. The Winterfelds.
The Winterfelds?
they're kind of Jewish.
Winterfeldsteins.
They're a little Jewish.
The Starks.
Oh,
the
Sorkin
no. Files.
Oh,
remember, the Hopkinses always pay their debts.
Yeah,
all right. We're about done, I think.
Star Trek 3 is 30 years old today.
Is it?
Yes. Came out 30 years ago today.
Wow.
I took the day off from school, went to see it, and regretted it. Actually regretted taking off from school.
Really? I enjoyed that movie. Didn't you like Christopher Lloyd was in it?
It wasn't
because it was pre Back to the Future. You didn't appreciate him.
No, it wasn't worth taking.
All right,
that's That's why I regretted it. Like, I went to see Return of the Jedi.
I should have stayed in school, then wasted days in a movie theater.
Right, that's it.
Should have stayed in school rather than go to a movie theater.
I looked on Phoenix
to see science fiction. Regretted wasting a day from school.
I may be finding out which house I belong to. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, you're working it out? What house are you?
Yeah. Okay. I got House Aaron.
What is that one? I don't know what that is.
But I know that I'm out of my damn mind, but no one wants to be the one to tell you. Sorry.
Understand. Your house allegiance at this point. It all seems...
Words.
Like I'm learning marketing language things.
The marketing programming language.
Oh, was a buzzword? Was it the buzzword generator? there actually is a thing. Actually, it's from the Wall Street Journal, so it's even better. Quickly. There's no time. If the challenges persist, we should immediately silo. What? At the end of the day, the marketplace has changed. Close the loop horizontally or ideate.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I just realized who the Aaron House is. Sorry,
empower the wheelhouse vertically, YOLO. All right. Anybody got any other bad celebrity impressions before we go?
Nope.
Mike, what kind of shows do you do? Do them in your best impression. That you do.
I do a WoW show.
No, right. Do them in the best impression that you do.
I do a Star Trek show.
That's not the best impression that you do.
What's the best? I'm not doing Gilbert.
Come on.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you
it's too loud and everybody's sleeping.
You are going.
Yeah, it is. It's like doing Bobcat Goldthwait. You can't do that without shouting.
No, you can't. So
do it.
Bring Gottfried.
Just do it now.
Do This Week in Trek with Daryl, the Trek nerd, on Tuesdays, and World of Warcast with
sorely
Eric
disappointed.
I'm not hearing anything he's saying if it's not in the Gottfried voice. Sorry.
No. I don't care. I've just woken up the house.
No, you didn't. The house doesn't care.
That's okay. My house is apparently the chick that breastfeeds her kid all the time. Isn't like 10 years old.
Say what now?
Yeah, yep. From the Game of Thrones house that I'm part of.
Yep.
Oh, you do that. You do have it. Your kid's like 10 years old, right?
Oh, God, no.
12?
No, don't go there.
I don't even know. What are you doing over there?
Oh, what's going on? No.
Fantastic.
Eric's just like, nope.
Just watch. All right. Who wants to do a Star Wars podcast?
Kai.
Let's do a Star Wars / Game of Thrones podcast.
Game of Vader.
Eric's twitching.
You've been saying that you want to do a Star Wars podcast for a while. What would it actually be about?
What would a Star Wars podcast be about? Clearly, it would be about.
No, like, I'm saying, like, what on a daily, on a weekly basis, what would be there to talk about?
What's there to talk about with a Star Trek?
With Star Trek, No, would you actually go back and watch like the Clone Wars? You've got 6 movies and that's it.
There's so much to talk about.
Yeah. Okay, like what?
Yeah, there's the Clone Wars. There's all of that. All of that.
Isn't the universe bigger than? Isn't Star Wars the universe bigger than Star Trek's?
It's bigger. Than
actually, now it's dead because Lucasfilm killed it.
Because
well, movies. This, I mean, the universe is a universe. Nobody cares.
For 5 years. Your father carried this universe up his ass.
Well, when Clone Wars comes back with 774 episodes, then let me know which one is bigger.
Oh, snap.
Wow. Really?
Well, I don't think an episode defines it. Episodes define a universe.
I think there's more than just
that's
talking
like
about
a
episodes.
Story. They're still in the same universe.
We can talk about aspects of all of it. Like, why is Lando black?
Oh, somebody
talk
just
about 50 minutes. We can talk about that.
Together.
Why are the Ewoks even in existence? We can talk about that for 50 minutes. Really?
In case you're listening, we're in the locker room.
Have you ever realized that, that Ewok and Wookiee are the same thing?
Wow, you blow my mind. Yes.
There you go.
Milwaukee.
It's the whole South Park thing.
Return of the Jedi was supposed to be Wookiees and not Ewoks, so they just shortened the Wookiees and rearranged the letters a little bit, and you came up with Ewoks.
And they're never called Ewoks, ever.
No, they're actually not.
See? We've been talking about this for 50 minutes.
They could be called shitbags, for all we know, in the Star Wars universe. But we call them Ewoks.
They called Ewoks on the back of the card that you bought the toy, so there it is.
Hashtag marketing.
Hashtag Ewoks. I learned some of the language because I got the Bantha tracks and they had the language on the back.
Oh, the record. Yeah, I have that song.
I don't know that record. I had the record that had the explained the way that the sound effects were made. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Kathy Hopkins, thanks for being on the show. Sorry.
Why sorry?
Sorry about all this.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you don't apologize.
No, I had a fun time.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are not those of mine. They're Michael Gaines. New Jersey, yay! See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya. I'm from New Jersey and I'm proud about it.